Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro with you, coming to you live from the University of Kansas Health System Training Complex, the Chiefs training facility, where we broadcast live here on a Red Monday. Andy Reid coming up here very shortly. Jed Marshall authoring the Sports Centers today, courtesy both on vacation. Fast Talking Rob running the operation back in the studio. Rudy Salazar will be bringing you the Facebook Live of the head coach, Andy Reid, here very shortly. We'll see what he has to say to the media. Topics of interest that will be covered. The injuries are big ones. Kyle Fuller, what is the outlook for him? Or even his brother Kendall Fuller, who plays here for the Chiefs. Is it Kyle that plays for the Bears?
Bears, yeah.
It is Kyle, right? So definitely the one here in Kansas City is, I'm thinking, bigger. So we'll get into that. I say, I write down K Fuller because I don't know, right? So,
it's close enough. K.
Fuller, if I say Fuller, he's going to know I mean his Fuller. You think Coach Reed would be like, it'd be funny if one day he'd go, well, which one do you mean? Like, you mean his brother? Knowing I'm a moron?
I think it'd be great if you said Bears. Kyle and he goes, I don't know. I don't work for the Bears. And then just turned away.
Yeah. I would not get
Matt
mad.
Nagy.
I wouldn't get mad if he did. I'm the moron who can't remember anyone's first name. Eric Berry. Will he go a full game? Is that the plan now moving forward? Spencer Ware's hamstring. I think these are all big issues for the coach. And I assume there's going to be some kind of like, hey, do you have to be more aggressive philosophically? I mean, so the defense has been an issue all year. I don't think he's suddenly going to come out and be like, well, you know what? We suck.
Defense really bad.
So it's And you have no choice as a coaching staff but to be like, well, we'd held them to 14 points for 50-plus minutes. I know everybody talks about, well, the play calling in the last 5 minutes. How about the defense in the last five? I mean, that's the bigger issue. They had a fourth down. If they make the fourth down stop, the final fourth down conversion by the Chargers, then it looks very different, and we're talking a very different game. The Chiefs are cruising, and we're questioning which game do you play guys in, because they'd be a full two games clear. We need only one win of any kind. And, well, do you even bother playing anybody out in Seattle? Or do you just wait till you're home with the Raiders? Do you do that since you're going to then sit for 2 weeks?
Shake off some of the rust before the 2 weeks. Yeah.
Sit everybody that's not healthy. Maybe, I don't know. Different situation, though. They're going to have to play. I will tell you this. I, for one, am hoping that the Chiefs win two games, because I'd like them to win every game, but also that the Chargers and Texans keep the heat on so that I get 16 full games of Patrick Mahomes. He needs 457 yards for 5,000. Mm-hmm. And he needs 5 touchdowns for 50. He's not getting to 5,500 where Peyton Manning was, and I don't think he's getting to 55. Although, I think, wasn't Peyton Manning right here at about 45 through 14 as well?
And Mahomes to start the season. I know that the weather's getting colder, but he had 10 touchdowns over two games, or maybe 11 even.
Oh, he could do it. He had 10.
Right.
Four in the first,
four
six in the second.
That's right.
And I think that's how Peyton Manning closed out his 55, was with a couple of big games like that. I'm not going to sit and expect it. Pete Carroll defenses are pretty good, even without Earl Thomas, even with a lot of the personnel that they've lost over the last couple of years. Pete Carroll can play a little defense. They're going to run the ball, try to shorten the game, I think. Seattle will pound away with the running attack against the Chiefs and try to shorten the game and limit how much they've got to play defense against Patrick Mahomes in the offense. So I expect it to play that way. And then the Raiders are really at the mercy of whatever you want to do to them. Isn't that really pretty much the case? I mean, it is that I view. It's what it looks like from my angle.
Poor Raiders.
I would love to see 5 touchdowns and have them go into the game with a shot at six. How nice would it be, six against the Raiders, and just to watch John Gruden sit there and look at it? That'd be worth the, you know, price of admission. My dream come true to sit and watch the Raiders stomach that. I'll settle. I'm not going to get greedy. I'm not going to ask him to throw for, you know, over 1,000 yards in two games. Just get like 500. Make it 5,050. You know, that's 600. He's averaging over 300 a game.
Yeah.
651 something and 50. I just want 5,050. If he can get 5,050, I'll be thrilled. That'll be one of the greatest seasons ever.
You like those returns as a first-year starter? You think that's trending upwards?
I will say this. Dan Marino threw for 48 touchdowns and just over 5,000 yards in his second year and never got to either one again.
Valid point. Dan Marino
had 44 in his fourth season and then only had one other 30-touchdown season the rest of his career.
Yeah, and it'd be hard to say that Dan Marino wasn't working with a coach like Andy Reid. I mean, he was working
Don
with
Shula.
Shula, so one of the best of all time. But
it's one of the reasons why, you know, savor this. Listen, Matt Stafford's been over 5,000.
Right.
Now, I'll take Patrick Mahomes over Matt Stafford any day. Plus, I've talked with some folks that there's some maybe a lack of fire out of Matt Stafford, which is one of the reasons why you don't pay big bucks to guys that don't have the burning desire. I think Patrick Mahomes has the burning desire, and he's the guy you pay.
Well, you've seen it already in the short time that Patrick Mahomes has been here. What was the clip that we were playing last week before the Chargers game where he was talking about, let's go out and win the AFC West? You were talking about a 23-year-old kid having the foresight to lead the locker room. I understand he's the quarterback, so it's the most important position. But when you have guys like Justin Houston and Eric Berry, all sorts of guys who have been in the league and been in big-time games, for a 23-year-old young man to stand there and everybody rally behind him, it's unbelievable.
It is. It is. And he's the kind of charismatic leader that I think you need long-term. We'll worry about getting him a contract extension in about 3 years, but really in about two.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it done before.
Sooner than later.
Get into the final year. Don't want to be seeing franchise tags and that kind of stuff working at the end of it. But right now, I think Andy Reid's going to have to answer questions about how he expects his defense to play better. How will it play better? And going to Seattle, long trip, Sunday night game, and trying to get a win to keep the Texans and the Chargers at bay. Those are now their biggest competitors with the Patriots going down. They've got to lose two and the Patriots win two for that tiebreaker to come into hand. So it looks like the number one spot's been limited to three teams, and the Chiefs have it as long as they win out. Then they get there, they'll be the number one seed, which is, I think, huge. I know they lost the home game to the Chargers, but I definitely like their chances of playing top-shelf defense for at least portions of the game a lot more with their home crowd than without.
Right. Well, and the Patriots have the Bills at home this week, and then let me see next week. So they
– Jets.
The Jets. So they likely will put the pressure on going 2-0.
They're not getting there. I mean, I've said it along. They feel like a 10-6-ish, 11-5 team, and now they've got five losses. So they're going to get there. I don't know. They're going to fall down to 10 with those two teams, Bills and Jets. They better not. But that's a soft division, and they're going to come home 11-5. I don't sweat the Patriots at all. Not at all. If the Patriots are coming in here, listen, I'm not saying I guarantee the Chiefs will win. I just don't sweat them. I mean, I don't think there's anything magical about what the Patriots are doing. I think they played much closer to a perfect game the first time those teams met than the Chiefs did. I expect the Chiefs to play better in the second game against the Patriots, particularly on the offensive side. I expect Patrick Mahomes to be better if that's indeed the opponent they face. But I do think, even though they've only won two home playoff games at Arrowhead Stadium and in their franchise's history, I think they got to do everything they can to get the home field. I mean, Rudy, they didn't sneak him around the other way, did they? I saw the security guy go by. Oh, okay. And that's how you know. Just be sure. Rudy goes, yeah, he's right here. Okay. He's right outside the door. Coach Reed walks right by the door to the room that we're in. We broadcast out here, so we have the door propped open. We watch for Coach Reed, then I scurry along in his wake behind him when he heads in. So that's what we're doing right now in our holding pattern.
You could never be nervous when you have Rudy here. Rudy's a solid worker, good. He doesn't let too much slip past him.
Calling him a worker bee type, are you?
I was trying to give him a compliment, say that he's a good employee. Get rid of your raise, man.
I'm sure the company will jump right on
that. They listen to a lot of the suggestions that I have.
I'm sure that'll be. Look for the check in your box when we get back, Rudy.
You can split that with me, Rudy.
All right, turn it over to Jed and Rob here. Coach Reed going to be at the podium here in a second.
All right. Looks like Andy Reed is getting ready to head to the podium. We are broadcasting live from the University of Kansas Health Systems Training Complex here out at Arrowhead. Rob, what are you expecting to hear from Coach Reed? Probably a lot of defensive questions.
Yeah, guys just getting in, I assume, when it comes to
injuries. Yeah, guys just getting in, injuries. He's probably not going to have a full report, but he'll be able to. All right, we're going to go live to Big Red.
This is a little unique in that we didn't play so yesterday. But just a quick review on the game from Thursday. I'm well into the Seattle game, so I'm going to go back here for you just real quick and talk about that. Penalties were definitely a factor in that. We can't have that many penalties. Execution. We've got to take care of that. I'm not going to go into the specifics of the last play, but obviously there was an execution problem there, which there was on both sides of the ball and special teams. We just got to tighten that up there a bit. And then as far as the injury part goes, Kendall Fuller did have surgery on his hand. He's doing well. This is a short-term thing, so there's a good chance he has an opportunity to play in the game coming up here. Sammy's continuing to make progress in the right direction. Can't tell you exactly what his status is. It's a day-to-day deal, so we'll see. Cam, same thing with Cam, but Cam is making good progress, so I'm feeling pretty good. I think that would probably cover the primary guys. Eric Berry made it through the game well, and we got him up to the halftime mark, which we had set. We talked about that after the game there, and he came back, and he feels good now, so that's a plus. Anyway, so with that, time's yours.
Andy, what's Spencer Ware's
having
to play on Thursday?
Yeah, so Spencer's also, he's making progress with his hamstring. That was the primary thing. He tweaked it. It's not a severe hamstring, but just enough to where he can't open or he couldn't open up for the game. And he's making progress there. We'll just have to see on that day to day.
If Fuller plays in Seattle, he'll have a cast, I assume.
They'll have something made up for it, you know.
How effective could he be playing with someone?
He kind of had that going into the last game, so he was able to function pretty good.
Was that an injury before that happened against Baltimore?
Yes, yeah.
And on Eric Berry, you mentioned getting through the game, basically playing half the game, though. Do you expect that time?
We'll see how that goes. He'll continue to increase time, and we'll see how that disperses out there and what the plan will be for this coming week. But the positive was that he came out feeling good. I mean, he was sore, you know. I mean, he was sore. He hadn't played in a long time, so but came out.
The hope is that more snaps.
Yeah, we'll just continue to increase the role there.
On the second look with the tape, how did Eric look on the first half?
Yeah, you know what? I thought he did a nice job. He played well. He had probably one or two snaps. He liked that back, but I thought overall he did a nice job. Did a good job disguising and getting guys in position there and when needed. It's good to have him back out there.
Was there a follow up to that question? Was there any thought about him coming in on that last possession?
Yeah. Listen, getting him through halftime, I was nervous about him coming out at halftime having to sit. And the first go-round, you know, you had, it's not just a matter of playing, it's the adrenaline that's built into it, and you know, those legs they wear out fairly quick, and so why push it past that? So we got probably a few more snaps than we even thought we'd get out there, and I had to pull back on them a little bit. So.
Coach,
It seemed like Eric said that you guys had given him a certain amount of plays, loads, disguises, whatever it was, for last week. Is the expectation this week to be like a full participant in practice and to go through all scenarios?
We'll just keep increasing and communicating. I think that's the most important thing right now. Like I said, the best news is that he came out feeling okay. And so, and then we'll keep rolling with it. He's doing a great job of communicating, which isn't easy. And because he wants, he's a competitive guy and wants to play, but he's done great with that. So we'll just keep that rolling.
Back to Fuller for a second. Was this the plan? He got hurt against Baltimore.
Fix it and come back. Yeah.
One thing Eric did say after the game, that he almost came back for Baltimore, but it wasn't really in his spirit. Is it ultimately his call as to if he goes, how much he goes? And
So look, we have full trust, again, communication. So I think is huge in this. It's a guy that you know wants to play. And so if it's not right, we're always going to go on that. So and particularly with him, he's... he's always been, a guy that you got to hold back. So,
what kind of difference did you feel like you saw in the first half with him out there amongst the other defensive guys out there?
Yeah, so I thought he made plays. He made some nice plays in there, and as much in the run game as the pass game. So, and he had a couple of blitzes that he was good on. So, all the way through, I thought. You're talking about a Pro Bowl player, so you add him into the mix, and that's a pretty good thing to do.
Did you see anything different from the other guys in the field when he was out there?
Yeah, so I mentioned that to him, that it will extra juice. Yeah, absolutely.
With other injuries on the team, one guy that we discussed before is Luan Dupe-Tardif. I know he's off the cast and in a walking boot. What's the progress?
He's not ready yet. We'll just see as we go down the road here how he's doing. He's doing, he's a little bit ahead of schedule. So we'll just see where that takes him from here till either the end of the season or the playoffs. We'll just have to see how he goes. But right now he's not ready to go.
And did you learn anything about Damian Williams that maybe you didn't know from these last two games where he's had to play a little more?
Yeah, so I mentioned to you guys that I thought we'd be okay there with him. And so I thought we would get a pretty good performance out of him and good effort. So it probably was even a step above that. So he did a nice job, did well carrying the ball, did well catching the ball. Blocked well, so I was happy with that performance there. Yeah.
With Seattle losing yesterday, it'll be probably a playoff atmosphere just next week. With I think loudness could be some rain. Are there going to be any changes to how you prepare this week, just given the atmosphere and the community?
No, but how great is that? I mean, that's what you want. You work hard for that, and so it will be. It'll be a great atmosphere. It's a great place to play. Loud and a lot of energy there, so look forward to it.
Coach, Baltimore obviously shipped in a few weeks before you saw him to really heavily on the ground. Seattle's maybe not quite that far, more experienced quarterback, but they also really pounded on the ground. Anything similarities, differences between the two approaches and how they run the ball and how you prepare for it?
Yeah, it's not quite as quarterback heavy influence in the run game. Although he's a good runner, but his is more he'll do the option game a bit, RPO type thing, and where he's involved with a read, but not to the extent that Baltimore does. Still have to be aware of him though, because he's nifty, and then you have to. He's obviously a good thrower too, so you got to be ready for that.
In the event that Kendall misses any time. How do you feel like Trayvon Smith and Traverse Ward have come along as rookies?
Yeah, they're making progress. Yeah, so we'd be okay there. Have to play. Some other guys are if he's not there. Yeah.
Coach, you have the advantage here in Arrowhead with the noise and everything. The Lattice Stadium. Seattle's the other one that vied for that one, went back and forth. What challenges does it present for Patrick in your offense having that kind of noise?
Yeah, so you go back to the Pittsburgh game, the Ram game, you know, those are loud stadiums and a lot of energy there. And so we use the silent count. We're pretty good at that, using it. So we should be okay with the noise. Everything seems to speed up just a tad when you're on the road and it's loud for whatever reason. So you got to make sure you can get in and out of the huddle and give yourself an opportunity to execute. And so that'll be a focus this week.
Do you have a philosophy on going forward on fourth down? Do you have something? Is it something that you adjust and change going into each game? Kind of like this, we get to this spot in the field, I'm open to four, this many yards and below, or is it, you talked about the feel of the game, is it purely just what you're feeling at that moment?
Yeah, so it's a study up to that point and then the feel of the game, I think you'd put in there. Sometimes it's what you have left on the card. If you feel like it's it's a pretty solid call, then you do that. Analytics comes into it a bit too as you go study the trends and tendencies and that. So.
A couple more guys.
You guys obviously made the choice to keep Darrell Williams in house at the end of camp. What sort of progress have you seen with him at this point?
Yeah, he's making good progress. He's a sharp kid. Has a good feel for football. Big. Got a good feel in traffic of navigating through things. Good hands. So he's that was a good keep by Brett. And he's had some good snaps for us. So powerful runner.
Anything else? All right. Thanks.
Good. Thank you. Okay, good. Thank you.
All right, that was head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid, live from the University of Kansas Health Systems Training Complex. We will take a break, and when we come back, we will be rejoined by Seren Petro here in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB.